welcome everyone to the 2015 Redskins Social Media Day here at the Bon Secours Training Facility. I'm here with Kai Forbath, the kicker, doing a great job. Kicked a 33-yarder and a 52-yarder in the preseason opener, and Stephen Paya, the newest addition to a revamped defensive line, coming off a career-best 6 sacks with the Bears last year. Redskins went and got him because they needed some more pressure from the interior. And we're going to be joined in a little bit by Chris Baker. But we're going to take some questions from you guys that came through on Twitter today. So let's get going. This is from Gary Bradley Hodges, and it's for Kai. Kai, how do you keep your cool head under pressure and consistently produce such awesome results?
Am I talking to this?
Yeah.
I think it's
you. Okay. I pretty much have always said I'd try to keep games just like practice, and if you guys have been out here, you see they kind of make practices pretty pressure, and we got even Chris Baker is probably the worst one who's talking in your ear the whole time you're kicking. So, the more game-like practices are, the easier the games are. So far it's been pretty good.
Cool. Let's go to the next one. All right, this is from Dante Evans, also for Kai. Better moment, Ravens field goal or Eagles field goal?
I think the Ravens field goal. I mean, that was my first game winner being here, my first year in overtime against the, hometown rival team. So that was pretty cool moment.
All right, we got one from J.D. Woodruff, and this is for Steven. What is your favorite technique to play, and which gap do you prefer being in?
My favorite technique to play is a three technique and a five technique, because I prefer to get penetration there and cause heavy in the backfield. The last 4 years I played in Chicago, I played nose. I've been doing I was being disruptive in nose, but being at the three technique and five technique, I feel like I'm going to have more opportunity to disrupt here in this defense.
More out in space.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks. All right. This one is from Gary Bradley Hodges again, and it is for, I guess, both of you guys. Favorite play in your career? Start with you, Kai.
I think we just talked about it. That Ravens field goal.
Was.
Always one I'll remember for sure.
How about your first one? Your first one's 50 yard out.
My first one was 50. Yeah, that was probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life. But it got all easier from there.
Yeah.
When I grew up, I was an Eagles fan.
Okay.
but what it matters now is I'm a Redskins for life. But I was a Donovan McNabb fan, and so. My second play in my career, my debut game, I went in there for my it was like a stunt that I ran with the center. So I was a rookie. I didn't even know what to do. I just beat the center, and I hit the quarterback. I sacked him for a safety, and it happened to be Donovan McNabb against the Minnesota Vikings. So for the next minute, I didn't even know where I was at. McNabb. I pulled him up and I told him you're my favorite player, and he's like, "Shut up, man! You just sacked me for safety," which it was. That was my
I guess you guys are done talking now because Chris Swaggy Baker is now in the house. I don't know if you guys saw, but I'm pretty sure you saw his photo bomb, his epic photo bomb of my interview with Andre Roberts. There he goes. All right, well, let's get to the next question. All right, this guy wants to know, the question is about Madden, and I know you guys are, a lot of you guys are very aware of your rating on Madden. What do you know what your rating is, Kai?
I don't play Madden, so I don't know much about that.
Come on.
I don't play.
Call of Duty guy. Okay. Well, let's go to Steven. And you play Madden, and if you do, tell us how you like it.
I play Madden, but they switched me. I don't know. They switched me from nose tackle to DN, so I think my rating is going back to the rookie ratings on the 70s or something like that. But you know, it's always you can always change that, you know, by performing good on the field. So, yeah.
My rating is an 80, I believe, because I'm the best, you know, Madden player on the team. So, something like that. I'm probably like around an 80, you know, but. The more I play, the higher it goes. So, with experience comes better rating, better matting ratings.
If they had a rating for stomach dances, I'd be much higher.
Oh, I'll be a 99.
Chris, why don't you keep the mic for a second?
All right.
How can we become as swaggy as you? That's from Gary Swaggy.
To become as swaggy as Bake, you will have to get your dancing skills up because I'm probably the best dancer in the NFL.
So here comes one about pregame rituals. Now, I covered the NHL for a number of years, and you want to talk about some people who have some pregame rituals. There were players who, you know, counted their number of steps from their car at Verizon Center to the locker room. You know, they had to have clothing in certain areas around their locker. I know you guys have some of them. Why don't we start with you, Kai? Do you have any pregame rituals?
Nothing crazy. I mean, I spend – you know, a couple minutes just with my eyes closed, kind of visualizing what I'm going to do kicking wise, just my swing, and then just kind of go out there and do it.
You know, if I had to pick one guy on the team that I thought had undiagnosed OCD, I would have picked you.
No.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I keep it pretty laid back during games.
California cool.
Yeah.
My pregame ritual, I try to get as, relax as I can the night before, yeah. Even the day before. But, you know, when we put that pads on, it's like a different mentality. You know, sometimes I do the haka. Sometimes I do that just to fire my teammates up. But, you know, it's very tiring, you know. But, yeah.
My pregame ritual, I dance. Yeah, there you go. I get ready by dancing. That's how I get loose. You know, I get my muscles ready. I dance. You know, I do my little swag stuff. I listen to a little gospel music, get me right before the game. And then when I walk on the field, I listen to my ratchet music and just get me going crazy. So, you know, when I listen to my ratchet music, I can do my dances. And I be killing it. And then I be nice and loose for the game. And I be ready to go.
You know, it's funny. I'm down on the sidelines before the game, you know, doing TV hits. And two of the guys that I always like to get an eye on are you and when Stephen Bowen played.
Oh, yeah, without a question.
We were getting it.
We had to do it. We had to get in the zone, man.
They were in the zone. But you know what, Stephen, you brought up a good point. Right after you were signed, I was looking online trying to find as much information as I could about you. One of the first things I found was a video on YouTube. If you guys haven't seen this, I want to say CBS Sports had a video of you doing the haka with your Bears teammates around you. Everyone was into it. Are you going to try and get the Redskins to do the same thing?
Yeah, of course.
Have you started working on it?
Yeah. Y'all want to see a preview? All right. I'm going to keep it 15 seconds.
All right.
So,
do it for the vibe.
Like, you can't laugh, like, you have your teammates. Right. They'll be like, you walking in there, everybody surrounds you. They'll be like, God, you follow me! God, you te! Kill my oo! Come, mate! Mate, car! Something like that.
That's a serious haka there. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go play some outside linebacker and try to get a sack.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Steven. I appreciate it. That was great. All right. So we got another question here for you. This will be for each of you. I'll hand the mic down. Do you enjoy day or night practices?
I'd say daytime. Usually it's – especially when it's warm, the ball goes a little further for me.
Of course. Of course.
I actually prefer morning practice. When you wake up, you go to practice, and after that, you have all your walkthrough and stuff later in the evenings. But I'm a morning person, so I love morning practice.
I like morning practices, too. I'm a big guy, so, you know, I sweat a lot. So if we wait till, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to lose, like, 12 pounds at practice. So I prefer to only lose, like, 6 in the morning time.
Oh, you said 12 pounds?
Yeah, 12 pounds.
Not
No, I'm dead serious. 12 pounds, yeah, in a day. I'm a heavy sweater, though. I sweat in the snow.
And how do you put it back in, the weight that you...
I just have to keep hydrating, and I go to Mama J's, get me some good macaroni, some fried chicken, a little bit of okra. They need to put some pot roast in there, some pot roast and gravy. So now they have this new thing with me and pot roast. They call us pot roast and gravy. So we got to news that little thing.
Your own dish, that's great.
Without a question.
This is the last one, guys. And it's a good one. Because I think everyone who's watched the NFL for a number of years has a favorite snow game memory or a rain game memory. If you guys had to play in the elements, would you rather play in the snow or in the rain?
It's rain all day for me. I'm from California. I don't like the snow very much. So, but when the ball gets heavy for me, it actually stays straighter. It's heavier, but the ball stays true and stays straight.
And for your plant leg, you can't have snow because you might slip.
Well, yeah, you know, slip in the rain too. But talking about just kicking wise, rain.
I like the rain, too. For a defensive lineman, you got to be slippery, you know, from those old lines trying to, you know, hold you and things like that. So I feel like they can't really hold you, like your jersey slippery, you know, your skin slippery. So I like the rain better. So
I would have to say I like the snow
because
I'm from Connecticut and it snows all the time up there. And if it's snowing outside, that means the offense is going to be forced to run the ball. So I'll get a lot of tackles in that game. So I like when it snows.
Have you played an NFL game in the snow?
When we played Kansas City.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they kicked our butts in that game, man. Yeah. They whooped us. No, I don't know. Come on, we've had something. Something. Come on, man. Stop trying to kill us, bro.
Come on, man.
Is this a Redskins show or not? Facts.
Well, everyone, let's give a big round of applause to you. Thank you very much for joining us.